Hello, hello.
And welcome to Dane's Delight, the podcast where I, your friendly neighborhood Great Dane, Yeti, tell you what life looks like from down at paw level, though let's be honest, I'm taller than most coffee tables. Some even say I'm a sofa with legs. Today we're diving into a question humans love to wonder about: how many words does a dog like me actually understand? Spoiler alert, it's more than you think, and sometimes a lot less, depending on how distracted I am by snacks. S. You humans are a funny bunch. Always talking, talking, talking. Words spill out of you like kibble pouring from a bag. But here's the thing. We dogs don't need all of those words. We tune our satellite ears to the ones that matter. Researchers have actually measured this. Average dogs tend to understand between 100 and 200 human words. The star students, border collies, German shepherds, and the occasional show-off poodle may know closer to 1,000. Now, where does a Great Dane like me fall? Well, we're not exactly known for being professors of linguistics. We're more the gentle giant, strong cuddle, occasional clumsy tail wag that knocks over lamps type. But don't count me out, we do listen. Trust me, if you say walk, treat, or outside, my ears perk up faster than you can say who's a good boy. S. Let me give you my personal dictionary of must-know terms. Food words: dinner, treat, cookie, bone. Offer me those and I don't just understand and I teleport. Adventure words: walk, outside, car ride. These are like golden tickets to the chocolate factory, except I can't have chocolate. People words: grandma, mom, pup cup. Yes, I know who grandma is, and I know exactly which humans sneak me snacks under the table. Trouble words: no, drop it, off. I understand those too, even if I pretend sometimes that my giant ears didn't catch it. If I counted them right, I probably know at least 150 words, and pick up new ones all the time. The trick? Tone of voice. You humans could say grapefruit in the same tone as you say walk, and I'd probably bounce to the door ready to go. So how do we learn words? It's not like we're thumbing through dictionaries. We connect sounds to actions or rewards. For example, you say sit, I bottom down, I get a treat. Boom! Word locked in. You say vet, I suddenly remember something about thermometers in unpleasant places, and I vanish to the other room. Over time, we also learn patterns. You don't even have to say the word walk anymore. If I see shoes going on and a leash rattling, I know what's about to happen. Dogs are body language experts. But toss in the right word, and I have confirmation that my guess is correct. Now, let's be honest, I don't know Shakespeare, and I'm never going to recite poetry. I'm not memorizing grocery lists or solving crossword puzzles. If you're debating philosophy, most of your words are just pleasant background noise to me, kind of like a lullaby. But here's a secret: what matters most isn't the vocabulary size, it's the connection. I may not know 1,000 words, but I really know the ones you say with warmth, love, and that funny voice you use when scratching behind my ears. Those are the words that make my tail thump instantly. Sometimes, just for fun, I like to test my humans. They'll whisper a word across the room, cookie, thinking I won't hear. But these ears? Giant radar dishes. I hear, I process, and I'm in the kitchen faster than thunder. Other times, they'll try to outsmart me by spelling words. Maybe we should take him for a walk. Newsflash humans, we cracked that code ages ago. Start spelling park, I'm already at the door. So, how many words does a Great Dane understand? Enough. Enough to make life full of fun, connection, and, of course, food. I'll never use words like you do, but I'll always understand the important ones: love, good boy, walkies, and treat. And more than any single word, you know what we dogs understand best? Your heart. The way you look at us, the kindness in your voice, the belly rubs after a long day. That speaks louder than any dictionary you could ever hand me. So that's it for today's episode of Dane's Delight. I hope I've given you a peek into the giant, flop-eared world of how words sound from my perspective. Remember, your dog might not know every word you say, but the words that matter most? Oh, we've got those mastered. Visit Grdane.com for more info about Great Danes. Gotta go, I hear the sofa calling me.